Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it's going to be mainly sunny today. A few clouds here and there. High in the low 70s. Right now in Kenosha, clear skies, 55 degrees. It's 49 in Burlington, 57 Milwaukee, clear in Racine at 58. Racine first responders sent to the lakefront about 10 o'clock last night. A man and a woman reported stranded on the rocks for the north side of the harbor by rising waves. Initial reports had the two rescued by boat, then brought to the Racine Yacht Club. The fire department's rescue squad also reportedly getting stuck in the sand at that location, had to be helped out by another fire vehicle. Then around 11 o'clock, there was an emergency call about a boat in distress and somebody on board unresponsive. Boat was eventually brought to shore near Pew Marina from about a mile out. That unresponsive party taken to the hospital. The circumstances, however, unknown. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee believes that a due process hearing ought to be held for Kenny's Bar on North Main Street because of reported underage patrons connected to a pair of traffic accidents, including one being a double fatal, as well as an alleged fight with a gun being fired. Kenneth Meyer telling Chairman Jeff Cohen panel members that he's now closing at midnight, and while explaining some of the circumstances, like the lack of video inside at one point, other circumstances he couldn't explain.
My understanding is we have security that checks IDs, and IDs were checked, so I don't know if there was fake IDs or what the story was. I'm not exactly sure.
I mean, do you happen to have one of them scanners?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
It wasn't
used because the batteries were dead. I had no idea that the batteries were dead in it. Wow. So it was being plugged in and charged, but then they were taking it off and it was dead.
Former Alderman Robert Mosel, who called for many due process hearings while on that committee, said it's needed in this case, and he'd be the citizen complainant to get going.
There's only one way to hear some facts on the record, and that's a due process hearing. I'm a City of Racine resident. I'll sign the form if need be to get the process going. We have to get facts, people on record, under oath, et cetera, et cetera.
City Attorney Rob Weber noting that a due process hearing works like a court trial and the final decision may or may not affect the bar's license. That hearing would have to be held within a 30-day period, the recommendation going to the Common Council. Almost a week after a bomb threat cleared the state capitol in Madison in the middle of the budget debate, police have made an arrest. A spokesperson for the Department of Administration says that police do have a suspect in custody but declined to release the name of the individual. The threat prompted a nearly two-hour evacuation of the capitol, just hours into a marathon debate in the assembly on the budget. A Racine woman is facing charges allegedly for collecting more than $53,000 in government assistance that she was not entitled to. 32-year-old Joanna Stinson accused of collecting food stamps, medical assistance, and child care funding over a 3.5-year period. She reportedly claimed in 2008 that she had forced the father of her child to go out of the home there and continued to state that her household consisted of just herself and her two kids. Department of Workforce Development got a tip the man had been living at her home continuously since 2008, resulting in the alleged overpayment. Charges against her with conviction carry a maximum prison term of 26 years. Racine County's new director of Joint Dispatch Services is a familiar face to the operation. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave telling the county board last night the decision to promote Assistant Director Jackie Bratz came after a nationwide search,
which got candidates from Georgia, Florida, Washington, Illinois, in other parts of the state of Wisconsin, proved to be some good qualified candidates, but ultimately we found the candidate right here in our own backyard.
Bratz has been a dispatcher since 2008, assistant director of the communications department since 2011. She replaces Tom Christensen. He left that job earlier this year to become the administrator in the Village of Caledonia. The Volunteer Center of Racine is hosting disaster preparedness training for kids in the City Hall Annex all this week. The Racine Fire Department's assisting by providing demonstrations of equipment in the annex parking lot starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Kids are going to be getting the experience of flowing water using hand lines and through the aerial apparatus there. Fire extinguisher training using live fire, that will be provided at fire station number 1. And a dead crow found in western Racine County tests positive for the West Nile virus. It's the first in the county since surveillance for the mosquito-transmitted virus began in May 1st of this year. Health officer Margaret Gessner indicates this means that residents of Racine County are going to have to be a little more vigilant in their efforts to try and prevent mosquito bites. As talks resume today on a compromise agreement for public financing of a new Milwaukee Bucks Arena, a vote could come yet today. That's according to Democratic Senator Lena Taylor, who says the compromise has some big changes to Governor Walker's original proposal of $55 million each from the state and Milwaukee County, $47 million from the city of Milwaukee, and $93 million from the Center District. Passage of the compromise would require 17 yes votes in the Senate. Racine County residents now with access to discounts on prescription drugs from participating pharmacies under a program made available by the National Association of Counties. It was supposed to actually start earlier this year, but a snag developed when NACO changed providers and county officials decided to wait for some more information. Supervisor Bob Miller telling his colleagues last night the program includes a discount health program for vision and hearing supplies plus dental visits for a low fee, but he says it is not an insurance program.
But it's a type of buying group that will enable anyone from Racine County to participate for a fee and get substantial discounts.
The discount cards involved are available at various locations around Racine County. Wisconsin wants to make sure that anybody using food stamps is not also using drugs, and a federal judge will now have to decide if the state can do that. The new state budget includes, of course, the requirement to drug test anybody receiving SNAP benefits, as they're called. Federal government runs the food stamp program, but doesn't allow states to make their own modifications. Attorney General Brad Schimmel filing a lawsuit to enforce and clarify the new state law. State high school athletic officials, they're pleased with Governor Walker's budget veto of the provision that would have required them to let homeschooled students join sports teams. WIAA Deputy Director Wade Lebecki says under the original proposal, schools could have been forced out of the organization if a homeschooled student competed on their teams.
But said that homeschool students will be eligible based on their local Board of Education eligibility standards. Well, the key is the local Board of Education chooses to belong to the WIAA. Therefore, when they choose to belong to the WIAA, they adopt those rules.
Lebecki says the rules do allow homeschooled students to participate, but they have to be a full-time student working towards a diploma from the school for which they are competing. The nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign files a complaint with the State Elections Board over Governor Walker's newly amended 2014 pre-election campaign finance report. The executive director is Matt Rothschild, who says the report is riddled with errors.
Maybe the most laughable of all was that the Wisconsin Public Health Administrator, a Walker appointee herself named Karen McCowan, is listed as president of Waxy Sanitary Supply in San Diego.
Rothschild says in the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's 20-year history, it's never come across a report with such extensive inaccuracies. And despite all the negative attention he has received of late, momentum continues for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Reporter Mark Chase says the Donald is leading the pack in a new survey. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, though, right in the mix.
A Suffolk University USA Today poll out Tuesday shows potential voters give the real estate mogul a 3-point lead over Jeb Bush. Bush polled at 14% and immediately went after Trump during a campaign event in Iowa.
Whether it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama, their rhetoric of divisiveness is wrong. A Republican will never win by striking fear in people's hearts.
Wisconsin Scott Walker polled behind Bush. In Washington, I'm Mark Chase.
Remember, WRJN News, also available in podcast form on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, find it in the local news section. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.